You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike Inscott. And for thousands of medical students around the country, today is a big day in their career. It's match day, when medical students find out where they will be for the next few years to complete their residency.
Nothing matters as much as where you do your residency. You know, it's that last sight of training that really determines the course of your career.
This is Maurice Hinson. We met him last year on the show, shortly before he was going to find out where fate and all of his hard work would send him next. Maurice grew up in Philly. He was raised by a single dad, Larry.
He's a blessed kid. I like to use the word blessed because I'm a godly person. I just feel that God has something for this boy to do.
So, a lot of pressure on Maurice there. His top choice for residency was Cornell. We also met Kelsey Persaud. She wanted to get into family medicine, but her situation was complicated by the fact that she had recently gotten engaged to her boyfriend, Evan. He was already in residency at a hospital in the South, so she was wondering, should she try to get to his hospital or pick her own path?
What am I saying? What's 3 more years? Oh my gosh, like, do I want to just put this relationship on hold again? I got to start making decisions, you know, on a we basis and not so much on an I basis anymore.
The reporter who brought us this very compelling story about these two Drexel University medical students is here now, Marielle Segarra. And Marielle, you went to the match day ceremony with Kelsey and Maurice.
Yes, it's very dramatic. The students all sit in a big room and they each get handed an envelope, which they can't open until noon. So noon comes and they all open their envelopes at the exact same time. So here's what happened. It's Eastern Virginia Medical School, Evans Hospital. And now, Kelsey's. They hug for the longest time. They're both crying. Maurice opens his envelope. A wave of screams erupt around him, but he stays quiet. It's Cornell.
Right. Cornell.
Maurice ducks outside to call his dad, Larry.
Yo, Dad. Good. I just got my match results. I'll be in New York.
Marielle, you checked in with both of them. It's now exactly a year later. How are they doing?
They're doing well, all things considered. Residency can be a really hard time. Maurice was telling me, you know, he lost a little weight in the beginning. He wasn't taking care of himself. Now he's making an effort to do that, but he still has these really difficult moments in the ICU. And he told me that one of his hardest days as a resident was when a patient came in with an upper respiratory infection. She seemed to be doing well, and then she crashed.
We're doing CPR. Both of her sons were there. They were out in the hall crying. We did CPR for maybe like 20 minutes, and finally we called it. Then we went out and we talked to the family. You know, we were saying how sorry we were that everything happened. We tried to explain. We really had no explanation for why she died. And then in the midst of us talking to that family, the patient right next to hers started to crash.
Maurice said often there's not time to process what happened to one patient before he has to rush off to the next one. If he can, he tries to take a walk to clear his head, but usually it's not until the end of his 12 or 13 hour shift that he gets to go home and try to relax. And then he comes back in the next day and does it all over again. He said he still feels like an imposter, like he maybe doesn't belong there, but that's starting to change.
I think the first time I actually realized that I have actually learned something was when we had medical students. They were like asking me questions, like, what do you do in this situation? And I had an answer for them.
You also checked in with Kelsey Persaud. How is she doing?
She's good. She's in Virginia at the same hospital as her fiancé, Evan. And she said, given all the challenges of residency, that is a good thing.
I'm so happy that I ended up coming here because, you know, residency, especially first year, is really hard. And it's nice to have kind of someone to come home to and someone to kind of just, you know, share your space and then, you know, share your experiences with who gets it.
Kelsey is getting into family medicine. How is she enjoying that program?
She likes it. She said that as a family medicine doctor, it's really important to build trust with the patient and to form a relationship with them. And like Maurice, she's also had some challenges with patients and realizing that you can't always do right by them. She tells me a story about one time when she went in to see a patient who'd come in previously, and Kelsey, her typical chipper, bubbly personality, she's all excited to follow up with the patient, and she walks into the room, and this is what happens.
Went to say hi to the patient, and as soon as I said hi, and I was like, hey, do you remember me? I saw you in October, this. As soon as I said that, her face like went from a smile to like kind of a frown, and then all of a sudden she started crying and getting really upset and not really yelled at me, but started kind of just venting at me. She was like, yeah, I remember you. I don't want you to be my doctor. You guys were the ones that, missed this big issue that happened with her heart.
So what happened? What did Kelsey do?
She apologized to the patient profusely before she even knew actually what had happened. She took responsibility for what had happened to the patient. And then she went back and went over the patient's files for more than an hour, trying to figure out what they'd done wrong. She said ultimately that the doctors had followed procedure, and that she doesn't think there's anything they could have done initially, but it was really important to her to rebuild that relationship with the patient. And even apologizing like that changed the patient's demeanor. The patient started to come around, and Kelsey said she was able to start to rebuild that trust.
Marielle, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks.
And you can hear Marielle's original stories on Maurice and Kelsey on our website, whyy.org/thepulse.